Good morning. The time being 9 a.m, I'd like to start the meeting. So welcome to everyone. My name is Paula Reed, Mayor of Kingborough. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to today's annual general meeting on Saturday, the 6th of December 2025. It's lovely to see so many people in the public gallery this morning. Could you please make sure that your phones are on silent, if you wouldn't mind? I have now pleasure in declaring this meeting open. Council now operates under the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations of 2025, and under these I'm required to advise you that an audio or audiovisual recording is being made of the meeting. All persons attending the meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory, or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. The audio recording of council meetings is made publicly available on our website, and meetings are live streamed on YouTube. I'll now ask staff to confirm that the audio recording has started.
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, pay respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge today's Tasmanian Aboriginal community. Our attendees this morning are myself, Councillor Reed, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Gladewright, Councillor Antoli, Councillor Bain, Councillor Cordova, Councillor Dean, Councillor Fox, Councillor Midgley, Councillor Richardson and Councillor Street. From our staff today, we have the CEO, Mr Stewart, Director of People and Finance, Mr Spinks, Director of Governance, Recreation and Property Services, Mr Smee, Director of Engineering Services, Mr Mackey, Director of Environment Development and Community Services, Ms Shakuti, our Communications Lead, Ms Adams, and our Executive Assistant, Mrs Morton. We don't have any apologies this morning. Takes us to confirmation of minutes, and the motion is that the minutes of the annual general meeting held on the 7th of December 2024 and is attached to the agenda be confirmed as a true record. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder, please. I've got a mover in Councillor Street and a seconder in the Deputy Mayor. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Well, good morning. As I said, thank you so much to everyone for joining us here this morning. It is wonderful to see so many people with us, and hopefully even more people watching along on YouTube. It is always a privilege to speak on behalf of Kingborough Council at the AGM and reflect on the year that's been and to share where we are heading together. The 2024-25 year was one of growth and challenge and achievement for Kingborough. And there's one thing that stands out to me. It's this: our community is strong, adaptable, and deeply connected to this beautiful place that we call home. Kingborough continues to be one of Tasmania's fastest growing municipalities. Our population is projected to reach over 51,000 people by 2053. That is a big number, and it means we have a big responsibility. Growth brings opportunity, but it also brings challenges. Our job as a council is to make sure that as we grow, we keep the things that make Kingborough special: the sense of community, the natural beauty, and the lifestyle that we all value. This year, we've made real progress on that front, and I'd like to share some of the highlights. We've worked hard to support a safe, healthy, and connected community. We launched our Multicultural Action Plan and endorsed the Kingborough Health and Wellbeing Strategy for the next 5 years. These aren't just documents. They're commitments to making sure that everyone feels welcome and supported. We celebrated Harmony Week, and we recognised 163 incredible volunteers during National Volunteer Week. These are some of the many people who give their time, their energy, and their hearts to make Kingborough better. We'll hear more about that community program during the presentation later on in the agenda today. We've also delivered some fantastic infrastructure projects. The new connection track from Spring Farm to the Kingborough Sports Precinct is now open, making it easier for people to get active and enjoy our facilities. We've upgraded community spaces across the municipality, and we've got something very exciting on the horizon. The AFL Training and Administration Centre is coming to Kingborough. This is a game changer. It will join the development of the Jack Jumpers High Performance Centre and put Kingborough on the map as the home of high performance sport in Tasmania. But it means more than just high performance. The development of the state-of-the-art facilities will have ripple effects of positive opportunities for local clubs, a huge boost for our economy, and it will provide an opportunity for young and not so young people in our community to engage on a regular basis with high-level sports people in their very own community. Of course, while we build for our future, we're also protecting what makes Kingborough unique, our natural environment. We've advanced our climate change program, reducing council's emissions and embedding climate considerations into everything that we do. The Kingborough Environmental Fund is helping us invest in conservation, protecting critical habitats and supporting biodiversity. And let's not forget the incredible work of our land care groups and volunteers. These are the people who roll up their sleeves and care for our bushland, our waterways and our wildlife. They're helping us build resilience for the future, and they also deserve our sincere thanks. While we have a beautiful environment in Kingborough, we know that our municipality is one that is subject to some risks from bushfires. And when the Snug Tears bushfire struck earlier this year, we saw what community really means. People came together. Agencies worked side by side, and I want to acknowledge the work of the TAS Fire Service, SES, and Parks and Wildlife to address and manage the fires so effectively. Our council teams were on the ground supporting the efforts and ensuring that we were ready to respond with emergency evacuation facilities if they were required. It was an uncertain and tough time, but it showed the resilience and the strength of Kingborough. And I want to acknowledge everyone involved in that response, especially those that were fighting the fire. You made a difference when it mattered most. To the community that were impacted by the fire, thank you for staying calm, following the expert advice, and looking after your wider community. Now let's talk about finances, because they all underlie the services that council delivers. We reported a net surplus of $16 million this year, but our underlying operating result shows a deficit of $1.58 million. That is an improvement on last year, but it's also a reminder that we need to keep a close eye on sustainability. We're reviewing our long-term financial plan and our strategic asset management plan to make sure that we can keep delivering for our growing community without compromising our future. The last year hasn't all been easy going, though, as we continue to navigate the Tasmanian Planning Scheme process. I want to acknowledge the significant challenges and the uncertainty this transition has brought for many in our community. Change of this scale is never easy, and I recognise the stress and the concern that the application of the new scheme has caused. As your council, we are listening closely to the voices of our community, understanding that in local government it is not only important but essential to hear and respond to those we serve. Over the coming year, we will work hard not only to deliver the scheme as required, but also to rebuild trust where it has been eroded. Our commitment is to transparency, to genuine engagement, and ensuring that every member of our community feels heard and supported as we move forward together. Looking ahead, we've got big plans. We'll keep investing in infrastructure, in environmental stewardship, and in community wellbeing. We'll keep a big focus on improving how we do business, finding smarter, more efficient ways to deliver services. And we'll keep collaborating, because the best ideas often come from working together. Before I finish, I want to say thank you. Firstly, to my fellow councillors for your leadership and your dedication. To our staff for your hard work and professionalism. And our community, thank you for your trust, your input and your passion for Kingborough. You are the reason we do what we do. Together, we're building a future for Kingborough that is resilient, prosperous and welcoming to all. And I couldn't be prouder to be part of that journey. That now takes us to the presentation, and we have a presentation today from Ms. Deleuze Shakuti in relation to our community programs and services.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for coming along this morning. It's great to see so many people here. We thought we'd take some time this morning to describe the work that our community services team do in our community with our residents, community organisations and other partners that we work with. I think it's probably fair to say a lot of our community doesn't realise the scope of the work that we do. And all the variety of programming that we have as well. So I'm just going to take you through some of our highlights.
Okay, sorry, the microphone. Can I just stop? I apologize. It's just that everyone's moved in
Apologies while we just fix the technical glitch.
Take two. Can everyone hear me? Yes. Excellent. Thank you. So we have a small but high-impact community services team. They're based over at the Hub. They're incredibly passionate and they work very closely with our community. So our programs span youth, arts and culture, positive ageing, inclusion, health and wellbeing and volunteering. The focus of our work is connection, inclusivity, ensuring our community members that may not be otherwise able to participate can participate if there's barriers. And the way that we try and develop our programming is to do engagement, look at the information we have in our community and work out which groups in our community really need some additional support. And we also look at, you know, where there's gaps in support as well through other service providers. So why does it matter? It's one of a very important function of councils. Under our Act, we are actually have responsibility for the wellbeing of our community. So lots of the things we do support the wellbeing of our community, but this is probably a more, I suppose, community-focused and direct way that we interact and support people who have some different needs in our community. So research has shown over different communities that good community services improves wellbeing, mental health, and really importantly, social connection. We really value in Kingborough having an inclusive community with really, I suppose, great spaces that are accessible and inclusive as well. As I talked about, we support our vulnerable residents. And we also are working with our young people because they're going to be the people leading through in our community as well. So We do some leadership programs, creative expression, and we work particularly with other schools, with the schools around pathways for employment. And so by doing all of this, I suppose in conjunction with all the other things council do, it really helps build our community's resilience, identity and pride, as the Mayor was talking about. It's really important that we're proud of where we live. So I'm just going to run through some of the different programs that we do because, yeah, like I said before, I would imagine there's quite a lot of people who aren't aware of the scope and the span of what we do. Up on the screen, you'll see there's a photo at the top there. That didn't happen this reporting year, but the year before, but that's where we installed with the Kingston Life Surf Life Saving Club wheelchair matting on Kingston Beach. So, you know, fostering and helping people access our spaces. The photo below there, we did do this year, is it was a competition for young people to have their art on the side of a recycling truck, which was really well received, and the kids were very excited about that. So one of the important things we do every year is we have our annual grants program. You can apply for a community group can apply for a grant for all sorts of different purposes. We have some criteria that we assess that against, and then we will issue those grants. So up there, if you can see, it's a little bit hard to see the writing, but a real sort of broad range of grants. So Diwali Festival, some money for garden beds for a community garden. The Mayor's enjoying some archery in that photo. That was so we provided some equipment for the archery school up in... Is it Albion Heights? The Lee. And that's for school groups to be able to come and participate in archery. We also do our quick response grants. So then through the year, if you have a community initiative, you can apply for a quick response grant to help you get your initiative going. We have a youth program. So we work really closely with local high schools and the neighbourhood house for programming for our young people. And then we also run youth programs such as cooking workshops, nutrition, all sorts of different things. And this year we launched a youth magazine. There's a photo up the top there called King Zine. So that's for young people who might be interested in doing some writing and journalism or publishing their art, that sort of thing. One of the really amazing programs that's been a massive success is our Get Ready for Work program. So we work with the local high schools to identify at-risk kids, and they are offered to come to the community hub and participate in a program where I think they end up with 5 qualifications. So they'll end up with a barista qualification, responsible service of alcohol, senior first aid. Apologies, I can't remember the other two. And then we do interview skills, writing your resume, and then at the end of that, they're job ready to go and get a casual job or a full-time job at the end of school, and we've had an enormous success with that program. We also do school holiday programs, so that's aimed at facilitating, activities for kids who might otherwise not be doing much on the school holidays in a subsidised and affordable way. We have Youth Action Kingbra, our young people who are interested in leadership and politics, so our next generation of councillors potentially. And another initiative we've been working on, and it's crossing over into graffiti prevention as well. So we've been working with our young people to install some murals around Kingborough, and in particular over some pretty ugly graffiti. So that's been really nice to see some nice art and rather than what was there before. Positive ageing, so supporting our senior members of our community. We do a range of different things in this space. We hold Tuesday talks, which is sort of around social connection, coming together, but also learning about, I suppose, different topics that are relevant. We do seasonal walks four times a year, so there are guided walks in our in different tracks and trails. They're aimed... They are aimed particularly at people that might have mobility issues or may feel nervous around being, I suppose, outdoors in settings that, you know, they might find difficult to access otherwise. So we provide a really safe environment and they can sort of immerse themselves in nature for that day and learn a bit about it as well in a supported setting. And then one of my favourites is we do some intergenerational work where our young people that I talked about in the Get Ready for Work program will then run, as part of their program, run a cafe where our senior community members can come along and enjoy being served by the young people who have just achieved their certificates in those skills. We have a really extensive arts and culture program that's, I think, being built on more and more strongly over the years. We have the Kin Creative Space, which, if you're not aware, there it's a small space at Kingston Beach Hall. But it's used for workshops, exhibitions, and as a meeting place for artists. So you can hire, anyone in the community can hire that at a subsidised cost. So it's a nice way for people who might like to, say, have a workshop or exhibition. It makes it easier and cheaper to do that for them. This year we started the Kingborough Creatives Group, where artists meet up to discuss and talk about their art and network. We launched the Kingborough Youth Art Prize in partnership with the Lions Club Tasmania, so I think that was a couple of months ago. We had some amazing entries from that, from our young people. And excitingly, we finally launched the Kingborough Sculpture Trail. So over 20 pieces of public art have been installed over our municipality, all the way down to Gordon. They've been acquired over 19 years, so it's been a very long time to get here. And that was launched, you can see the photo up there, at the Gordon foreshore last week. Diversity and inclusion. The Mayor mentioned that we endorsed our multicultural action plan, which was really exciting. And from there, we've been implementing that action plan, and we're fortunate to receive a grant from the state government to implement the actions from the action plan. So this year we have, in partnership with Neighbourhood House, delivered community upstander training. We had our Harmony Week event. And for Refugee Week, we had this really, I suppose, meaningful initiative where young people from Students Against Racism made a film and presented their film about their stories of migration and settlement in Hobart, and that was over at the Hub. And then we had our Great Kingborough Bake Off, I believe. It's our second one now. It's really popular. It's held during Taz Pride Festival. And we had 40 entries, and you can see up on the screen there the amazing cake that was the winner. Our community hub over the last 2 years has been continually increasing in our hire rates and the delivery of events, and we've been working really hard to partner with different organisations to not just deliver council events but help other organisations deliver their events, and that's working really well because it means we've got, you know, a lot more diverse a range of events, and then we're also, I suppose, being able to utilise the members of the public that are associated or following or interested in that particular group holding the event as well. One really great thing that we've been doing this year is we've been holding a film screening. So we had 10 films in partnership with Rewind Cinema, and we had over 500 people attend those. They're enormously popular. We are actually holding one on Christmas Day this year, and the reason we're doing that is for people who maybe don't have anywhere to go on Christmas Day can come to the Hub and enjoy a film screening and some food as well. Other things that we do, like I talked about, is we partner with other organisations. So we've had, we have the Day at the Park, we have the Model Train Show, which was, I didn't attend, but I did hear it was very popular. The book club sale, the Lions Club book sale, which was, there were lines going up the road nearly to the Channel Highway for people to come to that as well. So really exciting, lots of activity, and you also may have be aware that the space that was vacant where the coffee hole was is now being leased, and there is a new tenant in there. So really exciting to have someone back in there. Health and wellbeing. We run our Learning for Life program. We run sessions on different topics like pain management, gut health, diet, nutrition, all sorts of different things. We also run a lot of sessions in terms of health and wellbeing activities. The aim is, though, for them to be more accessible. So, for example, we run chair yoga. So that's for people who might not be able to participate in yoga because they can't get down on the floor easily, so it's a nice, gentle and accessible way for people to do some wellbeing activities. We have been doing blood pressure checks. That's been going around the municipality as well. And we have launched a walk and talk group. So it's led by different people who... you can come and join the group, go for a walk and learn about some health and wellbeing topics along the way. So you're doing both at the same time. Our volunteering program is absolutely amazing. So that's been running since 2012. Our dedicated volunteers help different people in our municipality who may need some help at home and some social connection. So the types of things they may help with: gardening, transport, helping with pets, and just general social interaction and having a chat and providing, you know, someone to talk to through the week. We also, you might not know, we run a little nursery up at our depot, and we have volunteers in there, and this year we have grown 11,000 native plants for our revegetation and restoration projects. So the other thing, before I just talk about this one, is we are working really hard. We recognise a lot of our programming is in Kingston, so we are working really hard to start to make sure that our programming is in different areas as well. So this year we've started some different programs down in Margate and, I believe, Woodbridge as well. So hopefully we'll start to see that more and more for everybody to get involved, particularly if it's difficult to come up to Kingston. If you're keen to get involved in any of this, to volunteer, to come to the events, workshops, jump on our website. There's that panel up there, the white squares. If you go to the community services, it'll take you to this and all the different things I've talked about you can learn about and learn about how to attend and get involved. We're, of course, also on Facebook, so it's promoted on Facebook, and we also have a Kingborough Community Hub Facebook page, which is more dedicated to all our community services that we offer. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Shakuti. I think that was a wonderful snapshot of the huge breadth of what we do in the community services space, and debunks the myth that council is just about roads, rates and rubbish, because there is so much greater engagement that we have with our community through many of these programs. That now takes us to agenda item 8, submissions on the 2024-25 annual report, and we didn't receive any submissions at the time the agenda was compiled. So then that brings us to public questions without notice and motions from the floor. So we'll go to questions without notice first. If anybody has a question they'd like to ask, then you can come forward to the lectern, please, and state your name and the suburb in which you live before asking your question. Just a reminder, the same guidelines apply as they do with our questions during a council meeting, in that they are meant to be questions, not statements. They are not able to make any personal reflection on any councillor, council staff member or other members of the public. And they are to be short and concise, please, and limited to 3 questions per person. So if anyone would like to come forward, I know being the first one is always nerve-wracking. Thank you.
Bruce from Longley. Hello, everyone. On the 17th of November, I asked the council if it had a benchmark on performance for the in relation to the planning response and timeframes. I was referred to a list, to the list and the CDC. I was referred to the list and the CDC data as a mechanism to judge the performance of council, as I had made the assertion that council didn't publish this information. So out of curiosity, I delved into the bowels of the CDC website and found the CDC information doesn't really contain the information that I was after, and was referred back to getting that information from the council in question. Given that the councils operate under the Tasmanian Government's open data policy, some of the key principles are discoverable and usable. I would argue that in this case, that information isn't discoverable or usable. So my question still stands. How can we judge the performance of the planning department without comparative information showing the performance of Kingborough Council and comparisons to other councils, so Kingborough residents can objectively compare the performance of the departments?
Thank you. I'll ask the CEO to address that.
Thanks for the question, and I acknowledge the value of data and being able to see what's happening within each local government authority. I'll need to take that on notice to look into exactly what data is published where and have a look at what we can make available to, I guess, be able to assist you with your inquiry.
The question was previously, a question was previously asked about firewood collection in the current and new zones. The response from the council was, if you have an existing permission, that will still apply, or you could use the modify or vegetation removal as a mechanism for that purpose. There are 6 boxes to use in that form. None specifies firewood collection. My question is, the council should consider simplifying the process of firewood collection for the landholder by modifying the vegetation removal form to collect firewood.
Ms. Shakuti.
You, Mayor, thank you for the feedback, and I think that's a valuable exercise for us to do, and so we will review that form to make it more usable and also consider your recommendation.
That's all.
Thank you very much, Mr. Booth. Any further questions, please come to the lectern. Good morning.
Morning. Kim Phillips from Margate.
Thanks, guys. okay. Can Council please state its own current assessment of the proposed landscape conservation zoning, specifically whether Council itself believes the zoning is correct and requires no alteration?
CEO.
Thanks for the question. As we has been published and communicated by Council, we have a review of the draft allocation of the landscape conservation zone across the municipality underway at the moment. I think making a comment at this point in time would be preemptive of that, and so we will await the outputs of that independent review before making any further comment.
My question's not about predicting outcomes. It is about Council's current stance. So does Council at this moment believe that the landscape conservation zoning has been accurately applied? A clear yes or no will help residents understand whether our concerns are being acknowledged.
CEO.
Again, I appreciate that the question. I'm not going to be able to provide a straight yes or no. I think it's a deeper question than that, and there is work going on to ascertain the validity of that at the moment. So I'm not wanting to speak on behalf of Council and preempt what that position will be. So we are open to whatever the independent analysis of that comes back as, and so we'll await that information.
Any further questions? Please come forward. No? Okay. Are there any notices of motion from the floor? Please come forward.
My name's Mike McCluskey. I represent the Net Zero Channel Group, and we're based in Kettering. And the motion, which I've given a printed copy to, the staff says that Net Zero Channel's motion is that during 2025, Kingborough Council investigates and reports back on affordable and cost-effective options to assist Kingborough residents improve the energy efficiency, the cost of running, and the comfort of their homes.
Thank you very much. Do I have a seconder for that motion, please? So seconded by Nick Booth. If you'd like to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, Net Zero Channel is a community volunteer organisation that undertook a project called Re-Energise, which assisted six homeowners improve their energy efficiency, reduce their energy bills, and improve the comfort of their homes. The program received funding from the Tasmanian Government to offer the six selected households a free professional energy assessment. And recommendations from that assessment were implemented, and there were $2,000 subsidy for the work undertaken to each of the landowners or the homeowners. This work varied. It included ceiling and underfloor insulation, and it included installation of a few things, including heat pumps. That was for water and space heating. We installed solar panels, the induction cooktops, and even timers for hot water to change to off-peak tariffs. And we had water saving shower heads, you know, the standard that often people put in homes, but it made a difference in many ways. The homeowners paid for the work themselves, and then they combined the grant that they received to get the work done. Now, the responses from all six of the participants was that the program helped them immensely, especially in terms of how the assessment gave them knowledge to prioritise what they needed to do and the order they needed to do it in. One outcome that all the homeowners stated was that their homes were more comfortable, and some had already seen their energy bills going down in just a couple of months. For example, one participant stated, I've had a massive improvement in appliance performance. Another one wrote, I'm now in credit with my power Another one stated, ambient temperature in my home has increased by 8 degrees following the installation of a heat pump and the insulation. This project also reflects work that other councils in other jurisdictions across Australia are doing, such as Mayerbeck Council in Victoria and other community organisations such as Rewiring Australia. It's a community-based project and it was a huge success in delivering the goals that Net Zero Channel set out. And those goals were to assist local homeowners improve household energy efficiency, increase home comfort, and in the long term, to save money. Based on those successes, we'd like to propose that Kingborough Council investigates how it could put in place strategies or programs that would assist Kingborough households achieve these same objectives. Do you want me to repeat the motion, Mayor? Or?
No, I think we've got it up there on the screen. So thank you. I'll ask if anybody else would like to speak for or against the motion. Okay, so I'll read the motion out now then, just so that we're clear before I ask you all to vote. It was moved by Mike McCluskey and seconded by Nick Booth. And the motion is that during 2026, Kingborough Council investigates and reports back on affordable and cost-effective options to assist Kingborough residents improve their energy efficiency, costs of running and comfort of their homes. All those in favour of the motion? And anyone against the motion? One against. The motion is carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mayor and councillors.
Any further notices of motion, please come forward.
David Groves, Snug. My motion is that Council enact an investigation and trial of a more effective method of pothole repair for gravel roads in Kingborough.
Do we have a seconder for that motion, please? And your name, please? Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Karen Groves. Thank you. If you'd like to speak to your motion.
So in semi-rural and rural areas, the regular schedule of resurfacing gravel roads is very successful. The crews do a great job. Unfortunately, the repair of potholes appearing in between times is mostly unsuccessful, with current methods leaving potholes to fail often the next day. This mainly involves filling with red gravel. The use of this material alone is a problem as it washes out next time it rains due to the clay contents. The trial would focus on changing the repair material to 40mm road base with some red gravel on top. Road base not only remains static with rain but supports the weight of the vehicles passing over the top. While road base can cost a little more than red gravel, it will serve its purpose better for longer, needing less replacement, so saving time, effort and money. As rural landowners pay rates and often receive fewer services, this simple cost-effective change would be a concrete method of inclusion of these people. This also provides some action on feedback received for the latest council strategic plan, where community members ask for a focus on core business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Would anybody else like to speak for or against the motion? No? If not, I will confirm the motion. It's moved by David Groves, seconded by Karen Groves, and the motion is that Council enact a more effective method for pothole repairs in Kingborough. Is that the correct wording? Correct, thank you. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. Thank you. Against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Any further notices of motion, please come to the lectern.